second hour of the Officer Jack Nicolam program, folks. And I'll tell you what, you can tell, you that are listening today know that this is very important that we learn what's going on behind our back because, folks, this is nation-ending. This is freedom-ending. The First Amendment is going out the window with these type of laws. Our sovereignty is going out the window with the Law of the Sea Treaty. And these thought crimes are absolutely horrendous. So we want to continue on with Ernie. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Thanks, Jack. And along the same lines, I want to wrap up the discussion. I started to talk about Section 899B, but in addition to the First and Fourth Amendments, the Second Amendment is under attack. And as you mentioned earlier in the show about how veterans, if they've had problems, mental problems or whatever, they could be denied under certain legislation the rights to owning a firearm.
That's right.
Well, then we have an important case going to the Supreme Court, though, to be heard. This involves gun control in the District of Columbia and how the Supreme Court reacts to that and interprets the right to gun ownership in the militia, and is there a distinction? Do the individuals have the right to gun ownership? I mean, that could come under siege, and I see this is they're coming at us not only through treaties and legislation, but through the court system and mainstream media. It's
That's
a globalist attack fourfold in all these different sectors, from the court system to the mainstream media. But Section 899B of Senate Bill 1959 gives you a clue. It goes over the findings of Congress as it pertains to homegrown terrorism. Particularly alarming is the bill mentions the Internet as a main source for terrorist propaganda. The bill even mentions streams, an obvious reference to many of the Patriot and pro-Constitution Internet radio networks that have been formed. It also mentions that homegrown terrorists spanned all ages and races, indicating that Congress is stating that everyone is a potential terrorist. Even worse is that Congress states in their findings that they should look at draconian police states like Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom as models to defeat homegrown terrorists. Literally, these findings of Congress fall right in line with the growing patriot community. The paranoia in Congress and the administration against not only the veterans but the American systems, citizens, their low approval ratings and their arrogance and the disconnect between what they do and who they represent. They represent the international corporations. They are not representing the middle class and the American citizen today. This open border and the lack of enforcement of our existing immigration laws is clear evidence. That's why they're going forward with bills like this. They are trying to shut the American people up.
That's right. That's right, brother. And it means slavery, folks. It means slavery is what it means. When you're in a nation where you can't speak up without going to prison against tyranny and against tyrants, then you're a slave, aren't you, Ernie?
Oh, you're definitely a slave.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to talk, this past Thanksgiving, there was an article by Dan Howard with newswithviews.com, and he was advocating and hoping that the administration would have a reversal on federal border security agents Ramos and Campion, given the latest evidence that came out in the arrest of the drug smuggler, the professional drug smuggler, Mr. Davila, and all the lies that came out of that case. And I'll talk about
that. We've got a quick break coming up, folks, a quick break, and we'll get right back into this. Folks, it's time to get our brothers and sisters out of prison that are there as political prisoners, and two of them is Ramos and Campion. We'll be talking about that when we return. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Here on the Officer Jack McLam program. And like I say, folks, this is nation ending. It's freedom ending, what we're talking about today. So bear with us and keep those pencils and papers working, okay? We're going right back to Ernie now. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Well, thank you, Jack. This past week, around Thanksgiving, Dan Howard had an article, Bush pardons turkeys while eagles remain caged.
I know it, yes.
And that was a very good article and gave the addresses of Ramos and Campion and encouraged people to write. But he was hoping that they would be released and if they weren't released, that we would call our congressmen and still seek their support in getting these poor agents that have been so wrongly abused and such a great miscarriage of justice.
Really?
And if you read the article by Dr. Jerry Corsi on Wednesday, November 21st, titled Johnny Sutton Accused of Suborning Perjury, Border Patrol Advocate Says U.S. Attorney Protected Drug Smuggler, and essentially what it came down to, these agents or the drug smuggler was referred to as like a mule, and mules don't carry guns, but when he was in fact a professional drug smuggler, several different loads of marijuana, professional drug smugglers carry firearms, and there was an inference or an argument made where this was a one-time situation, that Mr. Davila, the drug smuggler, was he was just a mule, and he was doing this one time to bring in drugs to raise money for his sick mother in order to buy drugs, and that's
right.
What the jury heard.
Yes, to help his poor sick mama.
Right.
He's a hardcore drug smuggler. His family says he carries a gun all the time and is involved in drug smuggling, and yet that evil Johnny Satan Sutton had him tell the jury that, oh, this was just a one-time deal. He's really a good man trying to help his mama. What a bunch of poppycock.
It is, and we should be supporting Ramos and Capion, especially
yes.
given these latest developments, because Mr. Davila, the drug smuggler, has been arrested, and he was arrested back on November 15th, and the appeals case is coming up, and at the timing of the appeals case, I mean, the timing of the arrest versus the appeals case, these people should be, these border security agents should be set free now.
Yes,
we
should.
Do have two pieces of legislation, House Concurrent Resolution 37 by Congressman Tancredo, House Concurrent Resolution 37 expressing the sense of Congress with regard to pardoning Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos and Jose Capion. We have 22 co-sponsors in the House, and that was sponsorship was introduced. The bill was introduced on January 18th. Since then, we've got 22 co-sponsors in the Congress. And there is another bill by Congressman Duncan to vacate further proceedings in the prosecution of certain named persons. That's House Resolution 563 by Congressman Duncan, introduced on January 18th and referred to the Subcommittee on Border, Maritime, and Global Counterterrorism on January 29th. And to my knowledge, that case has not been heard by this subcommittee. There are 102 co-sponsors on that measure.
Yes.
We need to let Congress know, both our senators and congressmen know, that with these recent developments, with Mr. Davila being arrested and involved in more than one drug smuggling operation, this case is bad. It was a bad case. It was fraught with error. There was pertinent evidence that was not allowed into this trial, and these poor federal border security agents have been put in solitary confinement for so long. This is criminal. This is inhumane.
It's torture. It's torture, brother. You know, when you're in that little old cell that you can reach across with both hands and touch both walls, and you're there 23 hours a day, sometimes more than 23 hours a day, and they let you out to take a shower, go to, you know, go out maybe in the sun for 15 minutes or so, and then put you right back in for another 23 hours. This is a form of torture.
Oh, it is. And so we need to call Monday next and the following week our congressmen and our senators and urge their support.
Absolutely.
Now, I'd like to move on to, I had briefly mentioned Congressman Ron Paul, and I saw another outstanding article this morning as I was getting my information together to present to your listeners, and I visited globalresearch.ca
uh-huh.
on the website,
yes.
www.globalresearch.ca,
right.
under small letters. Richard C. Cook is a retired federal analyst whose career included service with the U.S. Civil Service Commission, the FDA, the Carter White House, and NASA, followed by 21 years with the U.S. Treasury Department.
Mm-hmm.
He has written many articles on economics, politics, and space policy, and has appeared on numerous websites. And I think he's written a superb article. I don't agree with everything he has in there, but it's titled Market Fundamentalism and the Tyranny of Money Recommendations for a Reform of the U.S. Monetary System. Now, the reason why I bring that up, he talks about how the Federal Reserve System, the private Federal Reserve System, has been manipulating these economic cycles and the bubble. These
yes.
bubbles, the internet bubble, the housing bubble. and how these people take advantage of our middle class and the people who have had debt and economic problems caused by these recessions created by them. And if you remember the internet's stocks that went down big a few years ago in that bubble, the internet's stocks tanked big time. For example, Global Crossing, that was a very good forward-thinking company, and how their assets were sold off to the Chinese for a penny on the dollar after doing all this money with investment in fiber optics and improving telecommunications. The American stockholders were fleeced by that transaction, and it was an internet bubble stock type of situation. Well, this author writes a good article, Why the Federal Reserve System Should Be Abolished, and he talks about Congress giving away its constitutional authority over money through the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. He goes into great detail. And the reason why I bring this up, Congressman Ron Paul has sponsored House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks, to repeal the Federal Reserve Act and for other purposes. He is a very patriotic congressman. He understands what is needed here to restore our economic and financial system and to regain control over it from these super elites who have been using the Federal Reserve System and these wars for profits for the past 100 years.
Right. Very true.
And endangered the American people, our constitutional republic, and we have been so manipulated by these super elites and globalists using this Federal Reserve, private Federal Reserve system, and the American people have been so manipulated that many people believe it's a quasi-government entity. It's nothing more than a private institution that has made these bankers rich. And at the same time, the bankers and their greed have taken advantage of this country and have manipulated our elected representatives, selected our presidential candidates, have been the authors of the, like, North American Union and this one world government march,
right.
And the continuous undermining of our freedom. The key to all of this, and unfortunately I think President Kennedy and President Lincoln and even McKinley, their assassinations were linked to their saying no to a central bank.
Right. Very true. We know that with Lincoln and Kennedy for sure, and McKinley's very probable too.
Absolutely. And House Resolution 2755 for Congressman Ron Paul to sponsor a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve System tells me, as an individual citizen in this country, this man should be elected president. He stands up for and represents all of America, not only his constituents in Texas, but he is sole presidential candidate of both parties who's standing up for America, its citizens, our military, and we should be supporting Congressman Ron Paul.
Yes, and brother, he is the only one that by putting forth a bill like this, he is the only one risking death of him and his family by doing this, and so we must give him accolades and must give him prayers and ask God, if this man is willing to risk death by putting something forward like this against the Federal Reserve System, which indeed he is risking death, then he is the man we want in there. And we need to pray that God will protect him and his family in these months ahead, because he can win. And we need somebody like that that's willing to put it all on the line. Now, I serve with military, Ernie, you did too, and law enforcement people that would put it all on the line and die for what they believed in. And that's who Dr. Ron Paul is. That's who he is in his heart.
He definitely is, Jack. He is the George Washington and Patrick Henry of our time.
Of our time. Amen, brother. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more with Ernie, our Capitol Hill commando, when we return.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Well, my dear brothers and sisters out across the land, and I'm excited. I'm excited, folks, because we are finding out about these things that are going on behind our back, and then we can apply Psalms 94:16 as God told us to do, and that is stand up against the evildoers and rise up against the workers of iniquity. And we're capable of that. All of us have a telephone. All of us have a lot of us have computers and fax machines and so forth, and we can raise Cain while we still can and try to, praise God, I hope we can stop that 1959 bill that'll stop us from being able to rise up against the evildoers and to have our words heard in a position where it can make a difference. And Ernie, praise God, brother, every time we rise up in unison against the evildoers and raise Cain about these things, we win. So I'm excited about it because you're bringing it to the table and we're writing it down, and we're going to get active Monday morning and start calling and leaving messages for our elected things. And then on December 1st, they'll be back and we can call again. So go right ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jack. And this article by Mr. Cook, I'd like to make one last comment. He writes, every period of economic growth in the last generation has been largely a bank-created bubble. Each time a bubble bursts, the financiers gain more wealth by buying assets at bankruptcy prices. The latest is the housing bubble. Now we're about to see the bursting of an even larger bubble consisting of stocks and other business assets. In fact, the financiers are now positioning themselves to take advantage of a broad economic collapse. The reason why I bring that up, that is consistent with the views of many good writers I've been reading, Mr. Chapman's work and Mr. Skousen's work and others about the coming economic collapse.
This
is going to be very, very serious. But Mr. Cook writes, politicians stand by and do nothing. In fact, their campaigns are financed by the monetary elite. Should any of them mention economic themes that are even remotely populist, they are immediately denounced by the financier-controlled press. That is why there is so much hate-mongering against Congressman Ron Paul. That is why people like Glenn Beck and the people we had on this show, when you hear any discussion about Ron Paul, they go as far as saying that he is a domestic terrorist. In fact, in some of the writings I've read on Senate Bill 1959, they refer to Ron Paul and his supporters as potential domestic terrorists. Why?
Right.
Because we want to stand up for our God-given rights.
And we want to stand up and save America and not become a part of this Antichrist world government system. And in their eyes, that makes us domestic terrorists.
Precisely. Now, Jack, we have other legislation. We've got the hate crimes bill, Senator Kennedy's hate crime bill, attached to the National Defense Appropriations Act, H.R. 1585, that's coming out of Congress.
H.R. 1585.
And the hate crimes bill amendment is attached to the National Defense Appropriations Act, and we have a chance to beat this because a lot of Democrats don't want to fund the war and have threatened not to vote for the arms bill because it contains no significant requirements of withdrawal.
Yes.
On the other hand, many Republicans want to vote against the hate bill. Who voted against the hate bill in May have also threatened to vote against this bill, this H.R. 1585, because they don't want to pass an arms bill that includes the hate bill.
Right.
So this hate crime legislation should have been separate legislation. It should have never been an amendment
right.
to House Resolution 1585. And what Ted Pike on truthtellers.org, www.truthtellers.org, he's encouraging everybody to call Congress the first week in December. But I say let's start calling tomorrow and still continuing to call against this hate crime bill and also against the ENDA measure, ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, H.R. 2015, which has been passed in the House, but we should be calling the Senate and saying no to the House version. And actually, H.R. 2015 that was later passed by a different number. It was House Resolution 3685. They made some changes and at the last minute put that on the floor for a vote. And with the Republicans' help, the 35 Republicans voted for this workplace hate crime measure, and it was passed. And on November 7th, H.R. 3685. And I tried visiting thomas.gov this morning, Jack, to get the Senate equivalent bill number, and it's yet to be given a bill number.
I see.
Anyhow, passage of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act came despite protests from some gay rights supporters that the bill does not also protect transsexuals.
Okay, hang on.
Sure.
Hang on there, Ernie.
Okay,
folks, we'll be right back right after these important messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Well, folks, welcome back to the old Jack McLam retired cop show here, Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm so happy that Ernie was able to stay on with us today. Usually he comes on for about a half hour, but this is so vital, folks. This information is so vital. We're going to wrap it up here in a few minutes, but let's go right back, and thank you, Ernie, so much for keeping on top of all this so that we can keep on top of it, too. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Jack, and I'm going to wrap it up by my concluding comments on this end of bill that has gone over to the Senate. I don't know the bill number yet, but passage of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act in the House came despite protests from some gay rights supporters that the bill does not also protect transsexuals and cross-dressers like Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
Our Republican presidential candidate.
Right.
And the last bill I'd like to mention today briefly is Senate Bill 817, which is modeled on House Resolution 1483, titled Celebrating America's Heritage Act. And basically, Congress is planning to draw lines on maps that by designating certain segments as, quote, Heritage Act areas, it would strip the owners of their right to use their land as they choose and give that right to appointed individuals We're supposed to manage the land for the collective good of the community. What we have essentially here is a continuous undermining of our private property rights and the concept of communitarian law or communism that this administration and these bills like this are going forward to continue to undermine our First Amendment rights and our Fourth Amendment rights and to put us under this one world government.
Yes, take away our property rights. I've read over and over by the communists out there that are in control today that they don't believe we have any property rights, and that's why they're doing all these things to take it away from us, that they say they own all the property, Ernie.
Absolutely. Yes. The state owns all the property in their view. This is, they do not accept God as providing inherent God-given rights to us, such as private property rights. They believe the state is supreme. The state is their God.
That's
and
right.
Lastly, the toll-free number for Congress is area code 877-851-6437. And the toll number is area code 202-225-3121. And please call tomorrow, all your listeners.
That's right, brother. And I would suggest our listeners call every other day. Every other day, leave a message there. They get confused in Washington, D.C., and they won't, many times they won't know that you've called every other day, but we just need to besiege them. Even if they did know you called every other day, it would tell them how sincere and how upset you are with this, Ernie.
Absolutely, Jack. I want to thank you. And I look forward to hearing the rest of your show.
Okay. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much for taking all the time you take every week to dig out this information on these treasonous people that are in control today. Thank you, Ernie. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
God bless you.
Okay, Bye. Folks, we have two callers on the line. Didn't want to go without getting to our callers. Let's go to George in Florida. And, George, let me ask, or thank you, brother, for hanging on so long. Go right ahead.
Well, Jack, I got to say one thing. Judge Andrew Napolitano has endorsed Ron Paul.
He has endorsed him.
Yeah, you go to www.fff.org, and you go to YouTube site, and you can see Judge Napolitano's speech on YouTube.
Okay, and now, what was that website again, George?
It's called
www.fff.org.
FFF.org. It's called the Future Freedom Foundation.
Oh, okay, FFF. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, and Judge Napolitano said, we are glad Ron Paul is the modern Thomas Jefferson, and he is one of us. That's what he has said. And he said, we desperately need Ron Paul as president.
Praise God. Man, I didn't expect that out of Napolitano. Wow. That's
yes.
Fantastic. I'll bet he's not going to be seen anymore on Fox News Network because they hate Ron Paul so bad. The Fox News, of course, is the propaganda arm of the White House, and so I wonder if we're going to see him again on Fox News, George.
You know the sad thing about Judge Napolitano? He gets picked on and sniped at by Bill O'Reilly, by John Gibson.
Yeah.
And all these people, because the judge stands up on the rule of law and the Constitution. They're gonna say, and they're picking on him, sniping him. How dare you? And all that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
On the Patriot Act, and he's just saying, hey, it's unconstitutional.
That's
and
right.
Like I say, Bill O'Reilly.
I know. I don't understand why they allow him on there, because that's where the spin starts is Fox News, and they're always spinning things and. I don't know why they have Napolitano on, because they usually don't have anybody on they disagree with, unless they totally destroy them. Like if they had Ron Paul on, they wouldn't let him answer any questions. They'd just butt in and make him look like a fool, or try their best to do that.
But like I say, another website your listeners could check out is about an ICE agent who's undergoing prosecution. The website is called www.CoreysLegalDefense.com.
Corey, C-O-R-Y?
Yeah, Legal
Defense. C-O-R-Y, LegalDefense.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
and it's his name is Corey Voorhees, and he's an ICE agent undergoing prosecution because he looked at the NCIC and he found out violent felons, illegal aliens, were being let off on petty charges and not prosecuting. And this was under Governor Vitter's being tough on immigration, but yet does a 180 once he's in office.
I see. Yes.
So, Ernie, check that website out.
Okay, good.
And let's pray that Compion Ramos are home by Christmas.
Good deal. Praise God. Thank you, George.
All right, thank you, Jack.
Lord bless you, brother. George in Florida, another great patriot, fighter, and an activist, praise God. Now let's go to our dear sister, Flora, in Idaho. Flora, welcome to the program, sister.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Your program is wonderful. I can't get in on the other one, on the other network, and sometimes I can't even listen to you unless I go to your page directly and click on your link. They won't even let us in on all four networks. Just thought I'd pass that on. I have a startling message from Jehovah God, and I have to say this. He said, remember you and many of us were praying about 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Right, yes.
And we said we would repent, and we said that we would do his will. His last word to me, and he meant it, is you get that slut out of the White House, or I'm going to come against this nation. And he said it, Jack. And I've heard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I've heard if you go to LiveLeak.com, you'll hear, put in the search engine, veterans or troops. And I have people telling me 80,000 of our troops want to go AWOL at once if they haven't already done it. But LiveLeak.com and put in veteran or troop in the search engine.
Okay, good.
And my videos are under Little Bird the Outcast. And I don't take credit for anything, but there's a shocking, shocking picture of a man named Scott. I have tried everything for at least 3 or 4 years to get that picture up there of this imaginary disease our veterans are coming down with. When you see that, I'm sure you'll see why God said what he did. And I mean everyone. You can see his picture. You can see a man in a white cloak and white blankets, and just look at that picture. And Christ said, this is no kidding, Jack. Christ said, if you're even noncommittal on that picture, you're going to hell, no questions asked. That's what he said.
Okay, Flora.
I love your program.
Okay.
I missed part of it today, and I was just sick. But anyway, that's the message.
All right. Thank you, Flora. Lord bless you, sister. Appreciate it. All right. Oh, my goodness gracious, folks. So much is going on today, but isn't it great to be a part of the battle? Isn't it just great to be a part of the battle? I tell you, I wouldn't know how to survive if I was just sitting back, driving my Winnebago around this country and fishing and watching this country to be destroyed. Because I've got 3 boys and 9 grandchildren, and I'm doing it for your kids too, folks. You know, working 12, 14 hours a day here and losing my health over it. But I don't know how much longer I've got to do this. The way things are going, folks, we're either going to stand up as God told us to under 2 Chronicles 7:14. Actually, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he told us to get on our knees and ask forgiveness of him for letting him be thrown out of this nation. And then he will call on the Lord and heal our land. But he also told us to stand up and occupy this land until he returned and the institutions. And we've totally not done that. We've just totally turned our back on what God told us to do. But it's so good to see more and more people every day, folks, getting back in this fight, getting back on the battlefield against God's enemies, the workers of iniquity that have control. We've allowed them to have control of our government today. And it's just wonderful to work with all of you folks out there. I'm just thrilled in my heart to serve with you as you stand up against the evildoers and rise up against the workers of iniquity as God told us to do. We're doing it together. Let's join hands and let's take this nation back, folks. Let's take it back. I want to tell you something here. I'm very impressed with a new book that a friend of mine just sold me, Ted Wieland, W-E-I-L-A-N-D, Ted Wieland, Pastor Ted Wieland sent me, Christian's Duty Under Corrupt Government. This is a fantastic book, folks, fantastic book. Pastor Ted Wieland has sat down, and he's listed all of the mistakes and errors and lies we've been told about Romans 13. You know, there's two parts of the preaching today in the churches of America that has caused us to totally withdraw from the institutions and no longer fight satanic leadership in government. One is the misinterpretations of Romans 13, folks, where God told us to stand up, you know, and only follow righteous, godly leaders. Romans 13 teaches us that. But Reverend Ted Wieland, W-E-I-L-A-N-D, in his new book, Christian Duty Under Corrupt Government, you read this book, folks, and you cannot deny that God told us to stand up against evil government leaders. And our ministers are preaching in the pulpits today that we're supposed to obey government, all government, evil government, treacherous government, treasonous government. And we're supposed to obey, obey, obey. And that's one of the reasons, because of this misteaching that came out of the Scofield Reference Bible in the early 1907, when the Scofield Reference Bible came out, it lied to us about Scripture. And our ministers went to seminaries all across America that had been taken over, Bible schools that had been taken over by our enemies, and they were mistaught out of the Scofield Reference Bible that we're supposed to obey all government, even absolutely evil government, satanic government, and we're supposed to obey, obey, obey. And that's just the opposite. As Ted Wieland points out so well, he proves it here in this very important book, folks. And I want you to go to Ted Wieland's website. It's called missiontoisrael.org, www.missiontoisrael.org, one word, missiontoisrael.org, and get a copy of his very important book, folks, and get it out as a Christmas gift to all those Christians that are telling you to sit down, shut up, don't speak out against government, because all government's against God, even evil and satanic government we're supposed to obey. And, you know, we put our ministers on a pedestal. I know that. I used to do that myself. But we don't realize they are sinners, and they make error, and they are taught error, and they go out and teach error in the churches today. And they've taught us to lay down in front of satanic government, as we've done today, and let the devil take over. And that's exactly what's happened in our state houses and in the federal government, the military, law enforcement. The devil has taken over because we've withdrawn and sit down and shut up and don't stand up any longer like God told us to do in Psalms 94:16. Ted, it's really wonderful, Brother Ted. I don't know if you're listening or not. Probably you're not. You're very busy. It's a Sunday. But I thank you so much for putting in here, Brother Ted, putting in here the names of all of those people, folks, all of those people in the Bible that God blessed for standing against the devil and corrupt leadership in government. And it is true, folks. It is true. In this book, almost one-third, I would say, probably one-third of those that stood up against evil government leadership, he's got listed in here. And there's many more in the Bible, of course. He didn't list them all, but here's just a few, folks. We've got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You remember that in Daniel 3, folks, how they stood up against evil government leadership, and God blessed them and protected them. And then we have the Hebrew midwives. That, remember, the Hebrew midwives lied to the king. He told them to go out and to kill all the Hebrew babies. And they came back and he said, did you kill the Hebrew babies, the Hebrew midwives? When they were born, they were supposed to choke the children and kill the children as they were delivered from the womb. And the Hebrew midwives lied to the king and says, oh, the Hebrew women have babies so quick we didn't have a chance to do it. Remember those lies to the king of the day, the ruler of the day, folks. They stood up and lied, and God blessed them. And Rahab the harlot that lied about the three spies, remember, to the lawful authority, she lied, and God blessed her. We'll be right back after this break.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Just a couple minutes left to go here, folks, and I just want to tell you that We've been lied to so much. And many times our ministers, well, definitely our ministers have been lied to in seminary and Bible schools, folks. And they've come away, many things they tell us is out of Scripture, and they don't even know it. So most of our ministers are not evil people. They've just been brainwashed in seminary. Just like when I went through 16 weeks in the Phoenix Police Department with 20 and 21-year-olds, and when they came out, they were totally brainwashed. Now, I was 32 years of age, and they couldn't do that to me. But I watched it. I watched it as they brainwashed these young kids, 20, 21 years of old age, that took the job for the right reason, to serve and protect the American people. And when they came out, they were taught to serve and protect the system from the people. Well, the same with our ministers that went through seminaries in the last 100 years, since the early 1900s, when the seminaries were taken over by God's enemies, and they put the Scofield Reference Bible in there as their main teaching tool, that taught error. And so I just want you to know, folks, that the two main errors, and I've learned this from many ministers who were not brainwashed. They didn't go through seminaries, and so they weren't brainwashed. But they know that the two errors we were taught to totally cause us to withdraw from standing up against evil government is the misinterpretation of Romans 13, which you need to get this book out in the hands of Christians, folks, family members, and so forth, by going to www.missiontoisrael.org. Pastor Ted Whelan, W-E-I-L-A-N-D, and the name of it, once again, Christian Duty Under Corrupt Government. But I want to tell you something that floors Christians today, folks, is that when you tell them and show them the proof, and we have the absolute proof to prove that the pre-trib rapture is a lie out of the pits of hell. It's not going to happen. You are going to go through the tribulation, and you're not prepared for it, and that's a shame. Because we that know that the pre-tribulation rapture that the preachers are preaching today is a lie, and they don't even know it. The preachers don't even know it. But we've got a tape by Pastor John Weaver called Rapture of the Wicked that you need to have. You need to have it, and you need to get it out to matter of fact, I've got a DVD here. I've got DVDs by Pastor John Weaver of the Rapture of the Wicked. You can write to us and send us $8, and we'll send you a DVD, The Rapture of the Wicked by Pastor John Weaver, here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And he will prove to you, I mean 100% prove to you, that there is no pre-trib rapture for God's people, and we're being lied to. But these two tactics, folks, misinterpretation of Romans 13 to tell us that we must obey everything government tells us to do, even evil government, and the pre-trib rapture has caused us to withdraw from the battlefield against God's enemies, no longer occupying till God returns. And it's a shame, but we can end that, folks, by learning the truth and getting it out to our brothers and sisters who love God and love freedom. We're totally out of time. Hope you have a great weekend, the remaining part of the weekend, folks, and a good week. Look forward to being back with you next week. Don't forget that this old cop truly does love you, my brothers and sisters. I truly do love you from the bottom of my heart. I'm here for you, and I will continue on the field of battle against God's enemies and doing all evil. I promise you that. God bless all of you out there. Have a great weekend. Good day. With